Snowball stands are such a part of the New Orleans scene, it's hard to imagine a time before they were commonplace. But really, that time was not so long ago. As the South Louisiana summer heats up, and as snowball season shoots into high gear, this segment continues a short series from Where You Eat, exploring why the humble snowball has such a lock on the frozen, syrup-stained palates of New Orleans people from every walk of life. Today, it's time to look at their history. Flavored ice has been popular for ages, and different cultures all over the globe have evolved their own renditions. But the snowball, as New Orleanians know it today, was the special product of thrift and ingenuity during the Great Depression. Early in the last century, such treats were commonly made by vendors using palm-sized hand tools that resembled carpentry planers. They bore names like Gem Ice Shaver and Arctic Ice Shaver, and using them was a bit like manual carpentry, too. It was a labor-intensive process. But eventually, a slew of inventors and entrepreneurs around the country began devising motorized machines to speed up the work. Here in New Orleans, the late Ernest Hansen famously hand-built his own snowball machine in the early 1930s, after hours, at the Riverfront Machine Shop where he worked. He dubbed it the Snowbliz, and this incredibly durable machine is still in use today at Hansen's Snowbliz, the Chapultepec Street shop where his granddaughter, Ashley Hansen, carries on the family legacy. But a lesser-known story concerns how snowball machines spread across the city. For that, we turn to the Snow Wizard, a local producer of snowball machines and snowball flavors that traces its roots back to 1936. As company president Ronnie Shortino tells it, the hard times of the Depression spurred his late uncle, George Ortolano, to build his own ice shaving machine, which he hoped would boost business at the corner grocery he ran uptown. This was the first Snow Wizard, and he soon set about building more of them and marketing them to others. As it turns out, his first customers were his own family. Ortolano's relatives also ran corner groceries around New Orleans, and they wanted to sell snowballs too. So in this way, the family essentially colonized New Orleans neighborhoods with satellite Snow Wizard locations. What were the early flavors like? Well, consider the grocery store staples these grocers had at hand. Vanilla extract, chocolate syrup, condensed milk. It's no coincidence these remain snowball fundamentals today. The machines themselves help distinguish a snowball from any other form of shaved ice, producing that ultra-fine texture that New Orleanians know as the mark of a good snowball. And also, by replacing the old hand shavers, they made the business prospect for snowballs more viable. Snowball stands began popping up all over the place. Before long, every neighborhood had its own stand, and eventually, the snowball became as much a part of New Orleans customs as the po' boy. So the next time you get your hands on a snowball, remember, you're holding a piece of New Orleans history, albeit one that's icy cold and soaked with sugar. Tune in next week as we take a snowball safari of the new and offbeat flavors, mixing it up on the New Orleans streets. Learn more at wwno.org.